Welcome to Been There, Done, Matt, episode 2. Just a couple quick notes. Our lovely crickets are back in the background. Also, we were having issues with the Podomatic email account, so we've switched over to Gmail. So it's beentheredonematt@gmail. That also explains any awkward splicings that you might hear in the following podcast where I say Gmail. So that's that. Without further ado, here we go.
Stop it!
Do it now.
I hear you.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Cookies? Who told you can eat my cookies? Put that cookie down! Now! It's time now to turn this mush into muscle. It's turbo time.
Welcome back to Been There, Done, Matt. I'm Matt.
I'm Ben.
And we are going to talk today about zombies.
That was pretty good.
I know. Well, I was going to start it up with, but I thought people would be like, oh, I got the wrong podcast. What's going on?
We definitely get a lot of popularity.
Yeah.
We are fans of zombies, and so is apparently the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's really taken off lately.
It's very much the newest trend. It's spanning from TV shows, comic books,
video games,
movies. I've even seen a zombie survivalist kit, a book, and a store that will sell everything you need to survive a zombie apocalypse. Which is, if you ask me, awesome.
Pretty awesome, yeah. There was a, there's a website. Oh, you show me a website, wasn't it? What's it called where it shows you, like, all the best, it's like a map?
Yeah, it's like a form of Google Earth where it would be the most concentrated and worst places to be in a zombie apocalypse.
And it has little, like, it tells you where the gun stores are and all the, like, places that you can go for supplies. And it's
fantastic.
It's fucking awesome.
Wish I had the name of the website.
Yeah, sorry I brought that up. We'll post that next time, maybe.
Yep. We'll have that.
We'll post
Twitter
it on Twitter or something. Yeah, there we go.
For those of you just joining us for this, we have a Twitter. We have a giant fan following, and we'd like you to join us. We've got a Twitter account, Been There, Done, Matt. And you can find funny things that we posted on there.
Yeah, I'd like to add a little note. Paul F. Tompkins has said many a time that Twitter's old enough now, we can stop putting the @ in the name. You don't have to put @ Been There, Done, Matt. We all know that's what it is, okay? So let's just, you can figure it out. You're intelligent people. It's cool.
I am sorry for bringing that up. I've been in prison for the last 12 years, so I'm just...
No, you didn't say @, and you did it right. I was just letting you know. And everybody's like, wait, is it @? Yes, it's @. It's definitely @, but we're not going to say that anymore. It's like saying www before your website. Like, everybody knows that.
I had to pray for my crime. And I did. But I'm here now. Jaywalking is a huge offense in Singapore.
Did you get caned?
Michael caned.
Michael.
I requested that. And it worked out.
Did you get gobbled in the
puppy? I did come down with an osteogastic puppy covenant for 12 years, which is, by the way, take the caning next time. Those of you going down to Singapore. I think we should kick it off by saying, what is your favorite zombie movie?
Favorite zombie movie?
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not super well versed in zombie movies. I'm going to just have to say the Dawn of the Dead, the original, holds a special place in my heart.
The original?
The original.
That's interesting. The original looked like it was filmed with a handheld recorder.
Oh, yeah, no, and most of the zombies were just blue for some reason.
Yes.
Instead of actually having makeup. No, I don't care. There's something about it, just it nostalgic, I guess.
Might you be able to pinpoint as to why that's your favorite?
I don't know. I think just because it kind of goes full, like, it's one of the movies that ends and ends and ends. Like, it has several different endings, but it's not like
Return of the King, where you're like, God, when is this fucking movie going to end?
I'd like to go on record saying I never said that. Yeah. I loved it.
I had
the exception of the people that were sitting next to me.
I super had to pee during the movie.
Oh, sure.
So, like, when it ended five times, I was like, oh, Jesus, don't you, are you going to show the Hobbits? Oh, God damn, we're cutting back to Sam. I'm going to pee my pants in the movie theater.
That does sound painful.
It was rough. But, and that's painful for me.
I will also wager that you probably had a giant cup that was empty.
Yeah.
If it was that bad, you could have pissed in it.
That's true.
Leaving would have just been that cool.
Hindsight's 20/20, my friend.
Indeed.
I think it's pinpointing why it's my favorite. I just the fact that it goes full circle. That, you know, you see kind of the whole thing go down. I mean, you end up, the mall thing doesn't work out as everybody predicted, and and you know, people get shot at the end. And spoiler alert! The movie was from like the 1967. Spoiler alert! Yeah, that's
swelling.
Seemed realistic to me.
Well, I would like to go ahead and say that my favorite zombie movie is Dawn of the Dead. The recreated, the new version, newer. I saw that movie, and they took you on a roller coaster ride of likes that anybody in the character, any character in the movie would have been going through. They would have woken up, and zombies would have attacked, and that's how they did it. Took real life, how shitty real life is, waiting on patients, and working long hours, and then coming home, and you and your significant other wanting to watch The Idol. That right there should bring on an apocalypse of political proportions. And then bam, shit goes awry. Little neighbor girl is a zombie, and she attacks your betrothed, and now he's a zombie, and he's trying to eat you. You escape, and you floor it. And it's fucking awesome.
I think I'm going to change my vote to, because I gave the zombie cred answer, but honestly, if I'm being honest, Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
That's probably my second favorite movie of all time.
But for
zombie culture, I would say Dawn of the Dead, the original.
Well, Dawn of the Dead, the remake, had what the original and Shaun did not have, and that was Ving Rhames.
This is true. A big loss for the other two films.
Yep.
I'm talking about
Naked Party Freaks, Umbrella Drakes.
I mean, that right there sold me.
Too hard, pipe-bitten N-words.
pipe swinging N-words.
I have not seen the remake, so maybe I would have liked the remake better. Yeah.
What the fuck did you not see that movie?
I know.
That was like what almost kicked off the whole phenomenon of zombies are actually pretty scary.
I don't want to carry on this charade anymore.
Okay, that's cool.
I haven't seen it, but yeah.
But Shaun,
I will.
What's the aspect of Shaun of the Dead that you like the most?
I just thought it was a fucking funny movie. It's just so good.
It's a zombie comedy.
It's a zombie comedy, but it's kind of realistic. Like,
that's my favorite part about it.
Yeah, they're not, it's, people aren't going to change their habits that much. They're going to try to just do their thing and hope that it works out, and it's probably not going to work out.
What I love about that movie the most, and I love watching that movie for this one reason, is that he and his girlfriend break up. He goes out with his best friend and gets shit-faced, and then he has to go to work the next day. But he doesn't have to go to work the next day.
Hi-yo!
Yep.
Something worse comes along. Worse than the breakup comes along.
He wakes up hungover. He knows he's got to go ahead and go back to work. Nope. He don't got to go to work. He is now in a fucking zombie apocalypse. That's like the... And the thing is it's so real. They show his shitty job and his lack of respect and how he would probably hate to go back to it. You don't want to watch him go back to it. Now he doesn't have to go back to it. That's my favorite part about Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, that and Bill Nye.
What did you do now?
he's awesome. All right, now let's say a zombie apocalypse happens tomorrow. Because if it happened now, I'd actually have to be like paired up with you and carrying your fucking slack. So let's
come on. I would be the runner. Come on.
Wait, you think I can't run? I can run. Run like the wind. You run for your money. So it's tomorrow morning. Bank. You don't have to go to work because this is a zombie apocalypse.
I think I still go to work. A lot of heavy machinery at work.
All right, I accept that. Well, I work for a courier truck, and give me a fucking van. I accept that too. I've had worse jobs. All right, man. You wake up, and the world is going to pot. There's newscasts going on, podcasts going on, there's Twitter accounts going on, there's fucking Facebook feed, really OMG, tweeting? I just totally got it. What do you do, man? Where do you go? What's the first place you're going to go? Take into consideration everything you have at your apartment currently.
Jack and shit.
So you're not going to live very long.
Jack just left out. Yeah, I would get the blunt objects that I have here. I have a replica of the King Sword from Lord of the Rings. That would probably come in handy.
You would definitely need that replica.
I have a shotgun, but no ammo.
You don't have to tell that to other survivors.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I packed that up.
The bluff until you load it up.
And that's what that's all about. Actually, the little missus is not into the guns. But we were living in Flint for a little while.
Oh yeah.
And I kind of felt like we needed to have some.
Well, shit! You could probably offer the burglar money for shotgun ammo. He probably would have had a connection.
We had somebody parking our driveway in Flint when we were living there, and wife calls me from work. Or I'm at work, and she's like, somebody in your driveway, what do I do? And it's some dude, like, he wrecked his car or something, he's just waiting, like, in our driveway for his friend to come or something. And, like, and we were, like, the last driveway before the median. And so it was a perfectly logical place to, but we didn't know, and he looks all skeezy. So she goes outside to see what's going on with an umbrella. Not raining outside. And she's like,
adorable.
Can I, yeah, right? And she's, but she's still like, acts all like, oh, hey, can I help you? What's going on? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just waiting for my friend. And so she takes the umbrella back and I'm like, we really need to have something. And so,
no, there's good reach with umbrella. Did it have the pointy metal part?
Yeah, yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Good?
It would have been all right. She did not okay. Man, she would fuck some shit up. My wife was a little firecracker. She would
not a lot.
But so I went to my dad and I'm like, do you have like a, I was trying to make my own like machete out of some steel from work to like, just for something. So I have
something better than a
kitchen knife.
Sure.
And he's like, you know what? I have a ton of guns. And I'm like, yeah, but we can't, actually we can't. We've talked about this and we're not going to have guns in the house. It's just not a thing. I don't have a problem with it, but you know, whatever. And he was like, well, if it's an heirloom. You know, it might be so.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, we slid it by the goalie in that one, but yeah, but she made the compromise with me. We have the gun, but no bullets. And I kind of feel like that's fine because if you're robbing someone and you hear a fucking 16 gauge shotgun racking, you're not gonna stick around to see if he has an ammo or not.
Well, now that you're a celebrity, I would encourage you to actually get ammo.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean that's what I used to think. Now I super totally have all sorts of ammo.
Yeah, I have a box in the car. I'll give it to you.
All right, hook me up. All right, sweet. So, anybody out there? Yeah, we're totally strap. None come. Step
not in. Fucking come. Don't come get none.
So but yeah, so I grabbed that. I would probably make for a convenience store, but not like maybe a gas station,
mm-hmm.
like something that can sustain for a little while, but not Walmart because Walmart's gonna be taken.
There's sure.
The other stuff. I want to last long enough to get killed by zombies, not killed by other survivors.
Because that's the biggest threat. That's
what would happen at the outset.
And other survivors, yeah.
And I really feel like, and they don't really cover this in the zombie movies, that if you can hold out, you can just wait until they all die off. I mean, at some point, there's going to be that tipping point where they run out of living flesh to eat, and they all just start kicking off. Redying.
Well, why would they just die?
I don't know. Well, don't they? They're after human flesh for sustenance, isn't it?
They're dead, though.
Right.
What do they need sustenance for?
I don't know. They're not magic, though.
They don't have. Even if they eat human flesh, they're not going to process it through their body and shit it out later.
Let me rephrase. Until they rot far enough. Because if they're out in the sunlight, they're going to rot far enough to where they're all just crawlers that can't move very fast. So yeah, you're sorry. That was a flaw in my logic, but yeah.
That's okay.
Or Antarctica.
They would freeze.
No, they wouldn't. their matter would freeze solid because there's no warm blood pumping through them. They wouldn't even make it up to probably the UP.
So how are you going to make dessert in Antarctica?
In a truck. I don't know. I can wear a jacket and, like, eat chicken
can
and stay
warm.
Can you
fly a plane?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're probably going to be okay.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Yeah. Okay, someplace cold. Maybe not Antarctica, but someplace, like, really far up Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I can drive to Canada.
Well, you know,
I'll take back roads. I don't know.
I, myself, if it were time for zombie apocalypse, I live at a two-story house. I would knock out the steps going to the second story. I would take them out with a hammer and just, there would be a giant, like, rope climbing thing to get from the second story down to the first.
You're going to hit him with a hammer?
No, zombies aren't going to climb a rope to get up and down from a second story to the first.
So, they're not going to be able to take the stairs?
I just said I'm going to take out the stairs with a hammer. I'm going to take out the
take
stairs.
Take them out with it. I heard. I thought you were going to take out zombies with a hammer. Like, I'm
well,
going
to
take them out.
Well, if it needs to be, I mean, that's probably better than a knife.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I would have a hammer on a belt. Absolutely. I would love to use a gun. But as Walking Dead has shown us, that shooting off a gun brings their attention to where they heard a pop go off.
That's true.
A hammer would...
So, yeah, rope. Rope's a good idea. That's good.
So, yeah. The house I currently live at, we would all stay in the second floor, go down the first floor when we need to, but the stairs would be knocked the fuck out.
And yeah, we could probably just stay here by that.
Yeah.
You're
well,
right. We're on the third story.
You have a prop. Well, you have a door and locks, by the way, which is fun to get up here.
Gotta ring the buzzer downstairs.
I didn't know there was a buzzer.
Oh, there is a buzzer.
I know now. But, yeah, the higher elevation you have, the better your chances from even survivalists that are coming to pillage and raid and take what they want. You have
the higher ground.
Higher ground.
Which, as Revenge of the Sith taught us, is all you need.
That's
if
really
you're totally equal on everything, higher ground, you automatically win.
I'd like to see a guy with a fully automatic shotgun, and he's like, well, okay, I'm going to climb this rope ladder. Please, don't attack me because I have a better weapon than you do.
But what if it's more than one?
He can... She gets interesting. I mean, obviously, it is going to be more than one because you're going to have to roam in packs. Yes. But we're talking about a flight of stairs that you now have to climb with a rope. And we're not talking about, like, out the side of a house. I mean, we're talking about up a hallway and... Yeah. But yeah, firearms. You need that shit. And you're also going to have to go and salvage food from here and there. Unfortunately, I think if it is a zombie apocalypse, we'd have a lot more people that were holed up out scavenging for food and surviving than they depict in the movies and television. I think a lot of people would survive.
Well, a lot of things, like I read an article on zombies. it was on in Cracked Magazine, yeah. And they were talking about like the six apocalypses that would never be able to get off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And zombies, it wouldn't, I don't think, according to his article, and I kind of tend to agree, it wouldn't spread nearly as fast as all these movies would have you believe. Like, one person is a zombie, he has to bite another person in order to turn him.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person, then you have two of them, and then those people. But, I mean, that's a really not a great way to spread a disease. Like, if it was an actual virus that took hold and, like, you could breathe it in or something, I could see that being a problem.
Have you not watched The Walking Dead?
I've watched The Walking Dead.
Are you current?
No. I've only seen season one.
Ouch. Well, for the sake of our listeners, I'll give a spoiler alert. You may plug your ears if you wish.
I've read all the books.
It is an airborne virus.
Oh, really?
And everyone has it.
Oh, yeah, no, I know I knew that.
When
they die, it takes over.
If they still have a brain intact, they become zombies. So now, not only do our walkers going on, and we have to defend ourselves from walkers, but anyone who just recently died, I mean, a hospital would be a fucking petri dish of zombieite waking up and attacking.
Which brings me to another point of, well, I guess if it's airborne, it wouldn't necessarily be bloodborne, but like chainsaws and samurai swords and things like, these are very bad ideas for battling zombies, because you're going to get blood on you and in you.
Okay, so we're going to go with the 28 days later scenario. Yeah. The blood is what turns you?
Not necessarily, but just a theory.
Okay, well, A zombie blood would be completely coagged and, like, blackened syrup that doesn't spatter as easily.
Right.
But, yeah, you take a chainsaw to the innards or throat or...
There's going to be a spray.
There's going to be a spray. You're going to have a spray.
You have a spray on your hands.
You're going to have a mild
need,
spray.
You're going to need some Bounty handy.
Exactly. Hell, if that's another part of it, then that thing's going to spread even wilder.
This is true.
Yeah. So, what would be the first place you'd go, though? You wake up and it's Zombie Town. Where are you going?
I don't know. I think I'd probably try to hold up here for a little while.
Yeah.
We got enough food.
You mentioned the gas station.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. That would probably just build the speedway on the corner, hoping that nobody else had already gotten into it with guns and just holding it hostage.
Mine would all... All I could own is, like, handheld weapons. I'd want guns, but I'd know that they'd be hard as fuck all to...
Yeah, it depends on if, like... Yeah, if you wake up and it's already raging and it's already on the news and everything's already apocalyptic, then yeah, your hope of getting more guns than you already have is pretty much nil. Unless you happen to, like, happen upon some bags that got dropped by somebody.
Yep. Your preferred weapon of choice for a zombie attack?
Lightsaber.
Oh, shit, that's actually perfect.
Yeah, it would cauterize. Uh-huh. It would take heads off real easy. I would probably stay here and devise some sort of... No, that wouldn't work. Never mind. I was going to say, like, taking a heating element out of a stove.
Mm-hmm.
If you could keep that hot somehow, like, have a backpack that has a 220 generator or something on it. That would be a realistic thing you could use.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, a hot knife it doesn't get you hot enough. I just gestured. That doesn't work for a podcast.
Your stairs coming up, are they metal? Because you could just, like, take an extension cord and pull apart the copper wiring and just fry the stairs.
That would be awesome, but no, they're not metal. They're wooden, and they would come apart pretty easily, though.
You know, the door, I would have rigged to it, pending that we still had electricity, the handle completely live-wired with an extension cord and its copper wiring just touching the handle. So the other survivors are going to come up. Because survivors are just as big as a threat as zombies.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's everyone for themselves at this point. If people are coming up this way, they already live here, or they're coming here to raid. And if it's the latter, you're going to want them to fry as soon as they touch your handle.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I heard an interview with Robert Kirkman, the guy who invented The Walking Dead. And he said that if this was, like, he likes to hear people talk about, like, what they would do because they act like it would be a field day and it would be the greatest day of their life. He said that he would promptly commit suicide.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like, I couldn't live in a world like that. Even if you won, even if you somehow figured it out, the whole world is still totally ruined. That's not something that I could deal with.
I would kill to live in a world that's restarting over. I would want to make it to the finish line.
I think I would just be okay with a zombie outbreak at Sallie Mae. And that's it. And then the government swoops in and saves
not
the
a
day.
Lot. It actually goes to the best part of a zombie apocalypse is that we don't have to pay student loans.
Yeah. We can go to bartering. You know? We can... I can...
Well, I'm not going to find Sallie Mae and be like, look... Here's some jerky.
No.
Water.
I mean,
I know I owe you, and I will make good on this debt. Just stay alive. I will find you.
I brought you stemware. That's got to be at least a payment.
That's exactly. Yeah, fucking student loans. And
part. With the rest of society, if you could trust anybody, it would. After the zombies are gone, we'd go back to a bartering system. It would be nice. We could build things and make things and be like here instead of. Here's this intangible paper that doesn't mean anything to anybody, but whoever has more of it is doing a lot better than who isn't.
Right, here's this fake shit, and he owns fake shit, and now he wins. Yeah.
We don't have any money, and we owe it all the student loans, in case that doesn't have it to our...
Yeah, that's how we make a living. How we make it by every day, we know the debt that we're in, and we make light of it. And so it feels lighter, but it's... Totally not.
Crushing. I could crush the zombies under the weight of my crippling debt.
That would be the weapon of choice, is my crippling student loans. I would throw that at them, and I would win the zombie war. I would favor a bat.
Bat would be nice.
A bat's got length, reach, it's got no sharp edges that's going to get stuck in. It's very bludgeoning. If zombie movies hold out that the brain is the central nervous system, it's what functions a zombie. You can bring a bat down on a skull of a zombie and crush it, kill it. A bat would be my weapon of choice. But
that would be my weapon of choice for you, too.
If there was a number boy.
Exactly. That's precisely it.
Tree limb. I would like a tree limb.
I'll get a Big Dan.
These things will give you warts. What you doing, Big Dan?
But if we came onto it, if you and I, if it was zombies right now, and we came to a treasure trove of and there was like the bat was the best thing. There was like a butcher knife and a bat. I'd be like, dude, you get
this
the bat.
One's yours.
It's all you're, this you're one. The bat. I'll be the butcher knife. It's cool.
I'd appreciate that. I got a lot of frustration of being a fat kid in high school.
Well, that would be the best thing for the team.
Use my weapon. Yep, yep. You throw me out, that'd be the tank, man. I will fucking kill for you. Now, the problem with other survivors is a bat ain't going to do shit.
This is true.
It's going to be how many ears of zombies I'm wearing, how fierce and scary I look. If I have just a bat, I'm going to have to decorate myself as some psychopathic killer. Like, no, you're totally welcome to come up here. That's how it
is. I think you can pull it off.
If it were happening right now, that would be my podium for, hey, survivors, come up here. And that's how I would have to decorate myself. Ears and fucking blood and that's what I'd have to do.
Another reason I'd want you on my team, because yes. You look like a badass.
Yes.
I look like a fucking nice guy.
Like, oh, look at his kind eyes. Hey, I'm going to get a fucking treasure trove with him.
I could lure him up the stairs, and then you could hit him.
We may have to result of that, because, yeah, going out would
my zombie,
become dangerous enough with other survivors.
My zombie dream team?
Yep.
Be you. The little missus, because she's a badass also.
Yep.
And she wouldn't take any shit from anybody ever. My buddy Mike, who you called on Ballsaur one time, he is a man, like, and I don't know if this is going to translate, but when we play zombie, Nazi zombies on, Modern Warfare,
mm-hmm.
Or Black Ops, I'm sorry, he's just crazy, dude. I'll die, like, he can have, like, a bullet and a paperclip, and he'll, like, bring back an entire team of four people from a horde. Yeah, he's
sure.
Fucking crazy. And, Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. Because he would help us to devise booby traps to keep the survivors out.
Yeah, but once you run out of heroin, shit, he himself would be a modern-day zombie. He would be a lot more dangerous than the zombies outside.
Well, we could just put him in, like, the dog cage and lock him up and just have him for ideas.
Okay.
Like, here's some crayons, here's some paper, draw us up some booby traps. And he could help us out, yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, fuck, a dream team for zombies? Oh. Everybody I would want to bring in would take on Elf Dog.
Yeah, that's a problem. And they have people that are good fighters but want to be part of the team.
They want to own the team. And
everybody but Arnold from Predator. And probably Jesse the Body, he would only come out too, because he's been a governor and he'd want to take control. But he's got the sharpshooting abilities. But like Carl Weathers? Come on, you'd be great. He'd take orders, but he'd fuck shit up.
Just because he's black means he's going to take orders?
No.
That's not as racist.
His character from, he played himself in Arrested Development. You just offer him like a chicken bone.
Yes.
And he makes stew. And he would steal whatever you need.
Doctor, you could make some stew.
I'd be hard-pressed to find anybody. Because what I need is people that are willing to separate the fact that people aren't people anymore, they're zombies. That if they are survivors and they're trying to take from us, that they need to die. And that if anyone in the group done just got bit, you can't rationalize it. You have to pull the trigger immediately. If I got bit by a zombie, I don't want to be in a room with one of my survivors who's saying, all right, you're ready to die. I want them to look, see, and blow away my fucking brains before I even have time to register to go, did anyone see that? I want to be put down And I would want all of my survivors to also understand that once you get bit, you die immediately.
See, maybe it wouldn't be a good team. It's because I'd be like LeBron James. If I got bit, then I would want everybody to be on my team. Like, I would still want to be the dream team, only with zombies.
Well, think
like,
about where just, you place me, too. Sides. Think about where you place me. You want me to be in the front lines bashing skulls.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to get bit first, me.
This is true.
Fucking blow me away. Take me out.
All right.
See me get bit.
You make a good argument.
Yep. Yep. Or even if I'm coming up the stairs, but you did see it, just pull and shoot. Just don't give me the whole... All right, man, we saw you get bit. We can't let you in. If you want, we'll kill you. Don't give me that option. Blow me away.
All right.
So I'll be the front lines for you. But if I were running my own party, those who were in it had to understand those terms. One celebrity. One celebrity who would be with you.
And Carl Weathers is off the table now because we already talked about Carl Weathers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes it tough. I'm gonna say Christian Bale.
Christian
he's
Bale.
Got the rage. You know, he's got the training from being Batman.
I mean, yeah.
He's the closest thing to Batman we got going right now.
Sure enough.
And he's got the rage, so I know that, you know, he'll pull the trigger and all that. He's a bad person, but he'd be a good teammate.
Yeah.
As long as I didn't step in his fucking light.
We're fucking done professionally. I'm going to kick your fucking ass. Yeah. Christian Bale would be a badass.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Kind of an asshole.
Hey. He was under a lot of stress. He is a method actor. He gets into his characters. He was John motherfucking Connor. In the robot apocalypse. And that's who he had to be.
It's tough.
He had to play it.
Because
and if some fucking idiot with his lighting is just walking in front of the camera, John Connor is going to scream at him.
But the thing is, like, and I know, and I've heard all the arguments, like, him and Mel Gibson both, like, they recorded him at his worst, and, like, we don't have to put up with somebody recording our mistakes and broadcasting it, but I can honestly say that I have never spoken to another human being the way that those two people have spoken to, you know, Mel Gibson gets off a little bit because he was having a fight with his significant other, and that's totally below the belt, but Christian Bale, that was a professional environment, and he went off on somebody like that? Fuck that, dude. That is fucked up.
Au contraire.
Okay.
An actor isn't a professional environment. They are taking it all in and being who they're paid to be.
I don't know, man. My sister's an actress, and she thought it was bullshit, too. She's like, you're speaking to another human that way? Another human being.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What movies has she
you
been in?
You fucking
I guarantee you.
A film called Bad Company. Chris Rock.
You're
yeah. With, yeah. She was an extra.
Nice. I guarantee you that Christian Bale playing John Connor knew that John Connor slept like 3 hours a night and worried that he was about to get
a lot of excuses. This bad person.
No, think about this, man. I bet you he himself slept 3 hours saying this is how John Connor would do it. You ever watch Christian Bale in literally anything he does? He lives his life the way the character would. The Machinist. You ever seen that one?
I've not seen that one.
That one's creepy because he loses, like, a ton of weight. He actually came off of American Psycho to do this movie, and he is a frail skeleton of a man.
Have you done
like,
The Fighter yet?
Because
he was super skinny in that one, too.
I don't know. But but I guarantee you, Christian Bale takes his job seriously, and he does what he can to get in the character. And I bet you he fucking let himself, like, sleep, like, 3 hours a night as a John Connor would. I bet you! He was John Connor, and if a lighting guy just barged into one of his meetings with his captains, he'd go fucking off.
All right, I bow.
He'd go nuts. All right, so.
What's your celebrity?
Vinny Jones.
I don't know who that is.
I had a feeling you wouldn't, and probably most of our listeners don't know who Vinny Jones is. Vinny Jones was in a few movies. Let's start off with the American.
He was Doogie Howser's friend, right?
You know goddamn well.
sorry about that.
What's that Nicolas Cage movie, 8 seconds or less? Was that one where he's stealing cars?
30? No, 60. Gone in 60 seconds. Gone in 60.
Remember that that thick, tall dude who didn't talk?
Oh, the British dude.
Vinny Jones.
Nice.
Oh,
good pick, yeah.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Right.
He was a numbers runner and a collector and very good at his job and even a good father. and then you have Snatch. He was Bullet Tooth Tony. This motherfucker is a hardcore guy. Indeed. Actually looked into him, and he made the papers a few times about being in bar fights.
Wasn't he like a football player, like a
whatever the hell, or
rugby
was.
Or something? He was
made of iron and quite thick.
That have you seen that show Extras with Ricky Gervais? Oh. He plays an extra, and it's about him fucking around on set or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like he was in some sort of action movie, and one of the his main cast mate or whatever was like playing some tough guy, and he was like, "Oh man, I'm so tough, man!" And he starts talking shit about your Vinny guy there, and he's like, "Oh, he used to be a football, but whatever, I don't." And then there's a confrontation. And he doesn't talk shit anymore.
Is Vinny Jones there? Isn't
it? Yeah. He turns up.
That's awesome. If you've got who you would like to have as your celebrity co-survivor in a zombie apocalypse, please let us know. You can email us at beentheredonematt@gmail.com. We had that conversation.
I know. Or tweet us your responses.
Tweet us. Hell yeah, we would love to have you as a Twitter fan. Been there, done that. You'll find us on Twitter.
I just got done saying that. I'm not going to say that anymore.
We'd like to know who your celebrity co-survivalist would be. Not your best friend Larry, who's really good with time and
alchemy.
Alchemy. We would have so much gold because I got a lead farm. What do you think? Now, we already talked about the best part of a world gone zombie. And I think we can both agree, no more student loans.
Yes, definitely.
It's the top one.
Top.
Out of a fucking million excuses. What is the worst part? What do you think? There would be total... the worst part of a zombie apocalypse would be innumerable. But... what can you think would be the absolute worst part of a zombie apocalypse? What would be the worst part?
I think the person that you'd have to be in order to survive would be the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd not... like, obviously, the bad things... your loved ones might be dead or dying, and you have no idea because you'd be cut out because it's apocalypse and there's no phone lines or whatever.
Psychologically, to be a survivor, you need to change.
But yeah, I think because I had to be this is a poor analogy, but I had to be a manager once of the hardware store that I worked at, the big box hardware store,
mm-hmm.
and it changed the person I was. I had to be a dick in order to get people to do what I want. And I'm
unfortunately, yes,
super nice guy all the time. I try to help people, I try to be the best person I can be. But nobody wanted to respond to
me. I'd actually pay money to watch you be a dick.
A nice guy.
You might be able to clear your student loan debt if you were to charge people to admission to watch you be a dick. I think you'd get a lot of following in that.
But ask the kid that's working for him right now. The hard person that you'd have to change into, the things you'd have to do, the things you wouldn't be able to undo even if... somebody did swoop in and save the day, the worse things than a warrior at war would ever have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be the worst part. For me.
I can see that, sure. Even just trying to hold on to who you are would be fucking impossible.
Precisely.
Yep, if you want to survive, you got to be the fucking killing machine that a survivalist needs. And even the posse, the people that you collected, the survivors that you deemed well enough to be in your group...
mm-hmm.
would have to follow your rules, or you would have to be You'd have to be a person that nobody in your group would actually like.
Yeah.
And the only reason they're alive is because you became that person. And you could probably never come back from it. I can totally understand where you're coming from. Yeah. That's why I didn't think Shane was a bad character in The Walking Dead. He was what's necessary. Myself, the worst part about a zombie apocalypse, the absolute worst part is no more Dexter, no more Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, damn it.
The whole changing into somebody harder, being in charge, killing somebody who you knew in life, or killing people who in your survivalist group is just making it harder, they're a liability for everyone else. Hell, I can do that in a matter of fucking 3 hours. But not being able to watch my programs? Oh my god! I would love to be a part of a zombie apocalypse crew where somebody took charge and they said, we need you to go this way and do this thing. And I would totally do it. You give me my orders, I will go handle it. If you tell me, okay, this guy who is a priest, or was a priest, now that it's zombie world, he ain't a priest. He is encouraging stuff to go against the group, and I need you to kill him. I'd be like, done. You give me my orders, I will be a fucking machine, and I will handle them out. But you put me in charge, and I'm going to run it like a fucking tight ship, and it's going to be disastrous for those who want to go against the grain. But if I can't see my goddamn program,
yeah, you'd be unbearable anyway. You'll just be that hard person while they're trying if you don't get to see your shows.
It's true. If I was on my own the entire time, I'd be like Woody Harrelson looking for his Twinkie, except for the energy drinks. And there is the last diet sugar-free rock star. And I'm going to go get it. And I would murder to get my energy drinks and fuel me. But that's what the zombie would be. So this was episode 2, zombies. We've got more to do, but we've got things to do. Email us or Twitter us, guys. We'd love to hear from you, your ideas, and we'll talk about it. And shit, man, if you're bold enough, email us a phone number. We'll give you a call on air. just be a fan.
To close out with Arnold.
Yes, Arnold quote of the day. Matt, have you asked to do it?
Who is your daddy and what does it do?
That's a good one. If he is a girl, I will name him Junior. If he is a boy, I will name him Junior. All right, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you in episode 3. Take it easy. 3. Take it easy. 3. Take it easy.